May it please the court, my name is Talbot Dallenberg. I'm here representing Jim Apthorpe, the appellant, and I request 4 minutes for rebuttal. The Florida people adopted the Sunshine Amendment in 1976.
Dallenberg and his client Jim Apthorpe have a personal stake in the ethics reforms commonly referred to as Florida's Sunshine Amendment. In the mid-70s, Dallenberg chaired the state's Commission on Ethics, and Apthorpe served as late Governor Reuben Askew's chief of staff. They both feel a 2013 law stating blind trusts effectively avoid conflicts of interest threatens Askew's legacy of financial disclosure for public officials. But Alan Windsor, counsel for the Secretary of State, says blind trusts are sufficient to curb corruption.
Our position is it is fully consistent with the overall purpose of the Sunshine Amendment, which was to enhance trust in government, enhance trust in public officials by ensuring that people don't enrich themselves through their public office. And so conflict of interest is a big piece of that.
But Dallenberg argues a blind trust skirts the amendment's call for full and public disclosure, and that watering down its requirements is explicitly forbidden by the amendment itself.
And again, look closely at subsection H. It says it shall not be limited. It shall not limit disclosures established by law. Well, subsection I is law.
Subsection I, also referred to as the schedule, codifies what information has to be shared. Its requirements include a statement of net worth and a list of all assets and liabilities of more than $1,000. The only official currently using a blind trust is Rick Scott, but even with such a small pool, it seems unlikely the case will stop at the appeals court. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.